Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we are going to learn what's new at an agency of highly collaborative, creative problem solvers and opportunity seekers. That's going to be Ray and Kaiser. First, let me thank our sponsors for the Zimcast. That includes Novus International, as well as Leica Geosystems, and we really appreciate their support. The agroblogging highway has been very busy of late, and that has included stops, in my case, at the World Equestrian Games, which I have been covering on agwire.com, courtesy of John Deere. Thank you very much. And also, Cindy has been on the road to World Dairy Expo once again, working with several clients, including Charleston Orwig, Novus, Arm & Hammer, Alpharma, and Novartis Animal Health. And again, we really do appreciate our sponsors for helping make it possible for us to not only go to these events, but cover them and bring information to the AgWired community. Well, this week, I have a recorded conversation with Diane Martin. She is the CEO and president for Ray & Kaiser. Really looked forward to this opportunity to talk to her about what's new with Ray & Kaiser. Well, Diane, I want to congratulate you on completing your first quarter as the president and CEO of Ray & Kaiser. And what I'd like to do is just learn a little bit about what the agency's up to, especially, you know, what's new with Ray & Kaiser.
You know, Chuck, there's a lot of new and exciting things going on at Ray & Kaiser, and probably don't have enough time to go through all the great things that are going on here, but probably the bigger highlight that came out of the June announcement is that we do have a new leadership team in place with some tenured R&Kers still here on the management team, and then we've created some new positions with Director of Digital Experience, and we've added the position of Director of Client Services, which has really helped enhance our brand planning process as well as streamline our client service model. And then supporting me on management team is a new Chief Operating Officer.
Well, you mentioned one word there that really stands out for me, and that's digital, because I know when I first had my first interaction with Ray & Kaiser, we didn't have the internet, you know.
Correct.
And at that time, some of the things that we're doing or having to do now weren't even imagined, I don't think. So we're in a different world of marketing today, and maybe part of what you're saying is a reflection of how your agency's having to deal with that?
You know, absolutely. And one of the initiatives that was put in place several months ago was the necessity for every employee, particularly those with client-facing, to be digitally conversant and competent. And we implemented a series of ground-level training experiences and then brought in this Director of Digital Experience to provide that overarching strategy and analytics component of the digital experience. So social media is a strong competence, for example, in our PR department. We've got creative people on staff that understand how to design and write for the web, as well as we've really developed our online display and search competency within our media department.
Well, I think that it's important for companies like yours who are going to be asked to provide services in this social media and digital world to have that interior competence. It seems only logical, but we don't see that everywhere, unfortunately. So really, it is good to see that. And because if you are demonstrating it yourself, it seems like that would engender confidence then in your client or potential client that you can do it for them.
You know what? Absolutely. And we've received, just in working with clients, we've been able to provide more counsel on how to implement social media programs, and have seen, whether it's through just strategic counsel on digital programs or implementation, we have just even probably in the last quarter or last 6 months seen a real uptick in the projects in the digital space.
Well, besides the changes, like with your leadership team and others, what are some of the other things that Rand Kaiser is doing today to work with their clients, to basically provide them the services that, that they need?
You know, one of the things that we're doing, and it's the goal has been to steadily improve and evolve our product for the client, and sometimes that product is the thinking, not necessarily just the project deliverables. But we're kind of going through a renaissance on the internal end in terms of every employee is being challenged to represent great people doing great work for great clients. Probably seems a little cliche, but it's important here because good is not good enough, and you know, our clients place value on the deliverables and how we're working today, not just by what we did in our heritage or even last week. So that aspiration for greatness, if you will, has been critical. Some of the assets that we look for in our employees are things like agency-wide collaboration, and innovation is a highly valued asset. And again, innovation has become one of those words that we do worry is becoming a bit trite. But for us, innovation just means that with each assignment, that we think about how we can do it better and how we can do it differently. On the theme of innovation, one of the initiatives we implemented with the change in management is that every employee has been allocated the opportunity to take a day as an innovation day where they can, I don't care if they're at home in their pajamas or they're at the Cubs game, well, that's soon to be over, but you know, the goal is that they take a day to step away from the day-to-day client work or internal work and just think about some issues that we have in front of us, whether it's business development or a client issue or an agency operations issue, and come back with some ideas on how to do it better or do it differently.
Well, that sounds great. A great idea. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, as you are working with your clients right now, especially in the agribusiness sector, what are some of the things that they're looking to you for that maybe is different than say 10 or 15 years ago?
I think one of the bigger changes we've seen, and it's been coming along. It's not new here just recently, but our clients are asking for us to bring a broader perspective to their business, not just how well did you execute that brochure or that radio spot, but bringing a point of view and being able to work with their teams to develop marketing and business strategies as well as execute communications plans.
Looking ahead a little bit with your clients and in this industry, anything you might say about what you or what R&K sees, at least in the short term? I know it's really hard to predict the future. I wish we all could, you know?
Sure. You know, I think one of the bigger challenges, and this is actually kind of goes hand in glove with a agency initiative also that we've done, is we're going through a goals assessment process here. Every employee is going through a goals assessment discussion to talk about how their skills will align with the type of strategic thinking and the type of integrated communications planning and execution that our clients are needing. We don't see that ship turning around anytime soon. You know, you sometimes see some cycles in terms of what clients think and expect from agencies, but we see that in order for any agency, and Rand Kaiser in particular, to thrive in the next 3 to 5 years, it's being able to be bigger thinkers than solely the tactical project in front of us.
Well, I know that besides your clients, you also have to work with media, and that can be either from an advertising standpoint or a public relations standpoint. With changes that we've seen, how would you describe the relationships and or the adaptation that you've seen in traditional media, for example, to some of these new technology realities we've got today?
I think the one of the key and probably exciting changes as we work with the media, particularly in the agricultural industry, is that the media have become more of media properties rather than a single channel, which enables us to develop those what I'll call gray area or integrated projects that span across the digital space as well as print, radio, et cetera. And it allows us to develop richer offerings for our clients and then helps really deliver the type of information that the clients, farmer customers are looking for.
Great comments, because you know we in this agri-marketing profession, it seems to me like we've actually maybe seen some growth in it recently after it had kind of declined maybe a little bit for a number of years. But maybe part of that is just the new opportunities that today's world's offering. But is there anything else going on with R&K that you'd kind of like people to know about right now?
You know what? There's probably the thing that we're most excited about is that we've just filled three positions here just in the last month, and we've got 10 more open positions of various types across departments. And you know, after coming through the recession, to be able to say that we're adding people is an exciting piece of news, and we're looking for people that align with all of the assets that we expect. And you know, we talk a lot about digital, and it's an important part of what we're doing. But obviously, we're not going to become so digitally focused that we lose sight of the broader communication needs of customers. So that's probably the most exciting thing I can think of on a Friday morning.
Well, and having spoken to your chairman in the past about this, that is one of your bigger challenges, really, is to find people who have the qualifications and are going to be good new members of the team.
You know, it is. And we've changed up some of our approaches to how we're recruiting. We're tweeting positions and using LinkedIn aggressively, and as well as the normal channels, using recruiters and posting on our website. And it's been an interesting process. LinkedIn has actually been a very fruitful resource for identifying qualified leads and for people submitting their resumes for consideration.
Well, I think we'll just have to make sure people know that there are some opportunities if they want to contact Ray and Kaiser, which, by the way, we have to mention you do at rkconnect.com.
Correct.
Okay. Well, anything else, Diane, that you'd like to throw out here about what's new with R&K before we close?
No, Chuck. You know, actually, I do have one last thing, and again, it's a little bit of that renaissance at Ray and Kaiser is... you know, we have a lot of people that are younger and they're accustomed to being much more vocal and involved than when I was a kid starting out in advertising. And so some of the things that we are doing here, I guess, are a little bit of a groundswell approach, and that goes right up to the management team. So right now all of our department heads are busy putting together department plans to help give each department a broader look and better look at how we service our clients, and that's going to continue to help inform our business plan and our service model for how we go forward.
Great. Well, I sincerely appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and talk about what's going on with R&K, and hope that the folks in the AgWire community will enjoy our conversation, and perhaps there will be somebody who's looking for that new opportunity, and now they know where to call.
Thank you very much for your time this morning as well, Chuck. It was a pleasure to visit.
So that is the Zimcast for this week, and I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. Since we talked about social media a little bit in there, and I know it's just continues to be a topic of conversation everywhere, we're going to end with a song called Twitter Tweeting by Carrie Dalby and The Fump. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter. tweet, Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet, tweet, tweet. Retweet.
I type with my thumbs now all the day long. Gems that are 140 characters long. I put them up on Twitter for all the world to see. No matter what I'm up to, it deserves a tweet. Twitter tweeting.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Twitter tweeting.
Tweet, retweet.
Oh, Twitter followers are really gonna tweet tonight.
Tweet, retweet.
It's blatant self-promotion for all celebrities. Britney and Kanye lead the Twitterati. Ashton and Demi, Justin Bieber too. Flapping them thumbs, saying what they're up to. Twitter tweeting.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Twitter tweeting.
Tweet, retweet.
Come on, demented tweeters, and help me out on this bridge.
Tweet,
all real tweets.
At Carrie Dalby. Just passed a store called Novelties and Things, which would have been more accurately named Bongs and More Bongs. At the Great Luke Ski.
Next sci-fi con I go to, I'll dress up as a hobbit who's a classic Star Trek engineer and basketball star. My name badge will read Scottie Pippen.
At Bud Sharp.
Why is chores only one letter removed from whores? Buyer beware, you may not be doing that which you intended.
At L Cav.
I'm not sure why there are dryer sheets in the car. They sure are suddenly convenient.
At Phil Kurtom.
You'd think all the you have won millions in a lottery spam would make it more bearable to receive all the you have a small penis spam.
At Insane Ian B.
Emo Cop says, stop or I'll shoot myself.
At Carla Ulbrich.
Has anyone else noticed that you can sing The Devil Went Down to Georgia to the tune of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Just me?
At Chris Waffle.
I just peed in a waterfall at the Madonna Inn.
At Devo Spice.
Turns out super glue bonds instantly to skin, but doesn't bond to anything you actually want it to bond to.
At Dark NES.
I bet I could get a job at the circus as the man who turns beer into farts. Sup, ladies?
At Max DeGroot.
How can I tell Pandora that Holst's Planets is not similar to the Stars and Stripes Forever? I've run out of thumbs downs.
At Sea Monkey.
Caw, caw.
Get it? I tweeted caw, caw, because it's like a bird. Never mind.
At Kobe LaCroix.
Potato chips are known better by that name than by their alternate name, Paper Cut Locators. Hashtag ow.
At Positude.
Recording a tweet for Carrie Dalby. Not sure which tweet. What about this one? Does this one work?
At Throwing Toasters.
Was in a store and a mom was calling for her son who wandered off. Marco! I was so tempted.
At Flat 29.
These days I'm married to my job. But I'm having a secret affair with my spare time.
At Rich James Green.
If you stand equidistant from a Kylie Minogue concert and a Jason Donovan concert, it sounds like especially for you.
Reply at Rich James Green. Hey, what did you have for supper?
Cheese sandwich.
Microblogging has a civilization all shook. Socializer write the world's shortest book. Win an iPad or make a spammy sale. But only system admins beat the fail whale. The cute Twitter bluebird helps me feel good. Tweeting more TMI than anyone should. If you call me shallow, I'll give you a swat. Heaven forbid if you call me a twit. Twitter tweeting.
SMS.
Twitter tweeting.
Or web-based.
Oh, my awesome Twitter's gonna kick Facebook's ass tonight.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet, Twitter, Twitter, tweet. Twitter, Twitter, tweet, tweet, tweet. Retweet!
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.